I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, President Obama says he hopes to bring people of faith together, but liberal groups are increasingly disturbed by the moves of his office on faith-based initiatives. We'll find out why in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for our weekly political chat. President Obama attended his first Group of 20 summit in London this week to confer with other world leaders about the global economy. And while the president and first lady go on to stops in France, the Czech Republic, and Turkey, back in the U.S., people are digesting some major economic news. Business and political analysts are still dissecting the president's plans to overhaul Chrysler and General Motors, plans which included the forced departure of General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner. And new unemployment figures show the ongoing deterioration of the overall economy. To talk more about this, we've called on NPR's labor correspondent, Frank Langford. He's here with me in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Let me start with the unemployment figures. The nation's unemployment rate jumped to 8.5% in March, the highest since late 1983, eliminated a net total of 663,000 jobs. It sounds like a stunning figure, but not unexpected. But what else do these figures tell us?
I think as you look at these figures, and I've been following now for 4 years, and basically what you see is we haven't hit bottom yet. We continue to see really deep losses, and we probably will continue to see more. There have been a few signs recently. If you look at housing, a little bit on consumer spending, U.S. factory, that productivity was up in February. So there's signs that the economy could be getting better, but jobs are always a lagging indicator, which means even as the economy might be improving, people are still laying off because they're really worried about running out of cash for their businesses. I mean, it's a totally rational sort of thing. So going forward, what we're hoping for is to see fewer losses, and hopefully in this next quarter, these next 3 months, we'll still see losses, but maybe not so deep as this one.
Which leads logically to this whole question about the auto industry, which accounts for a huge percentage of jobs in this economy, directly or indirectly, as auto industry leaders remind us all the time. Now that people have had a couple of days to digest the story, what's the reaction to the administration's plans for GM and Chrysler? And particularly, I'm curious about what's the reaction to the administration's forcing Wagoner out.
I think what people see the Obama administration finally saying to the auto industry is enough is enough. And I mean, really, it was interesting looking at the term sheets, listening on Sunday night. We had the reporters. We talked to the White House about this. And the tone was very much, you know, these viability plans just weren't remotely realistic, and they're going to have to make a lot more cuts. Most people I talk to in Detroit, all my sources who follow this, say they're almost certain this is going to lead to bankruptcy. And one possibility that the administration's looking at actually is taking the best products of General Motors, which would be Chevy and Cadillac, walling them off in one company and getting them out of bankruptcy very quickly and to try to save them. That's what I think as listeners look forward, this is one of the things to look at to see if they're going to do this.
What about Ford? Ford seems to be in a different position. Why is that?
Ford's a fascinating story. I mean, you know, Rahm Emanuel says never waste a crisis. And Ford looks at this and says, well, this is a crisis for all of us, but especially our two competitors. So how can we differentiate ourselves? And what Ford is saying really to the public is, hey, we're the car company that didn't take money. Maybe we're the one that's going to be around longer. Why don't you come in and look at our cars more closely? And there's some sign when you look at market share in the last 2 or 3 months that some customers may be doing this. It's a very smart move for Ford, unless Ford runs out of money. And in the summertime, you know, that right now sales are so low, I don't know how much cash Ford has. And so this kind of this public relations strategy could kind of boomerang on them.
How effective can even an effective public relations strategy be if the consumers are essentially on strike for rational reasons? We've just talked about unemployment figures. And even if you aren't facing unemployment yourself or you don't think you are, all the smart money is save your money, save cash, don't buy anything
and
big.
And in fairness to the Detroit companies, this drives them nuts because while they had business problems, obviously, and these problems have been building up for many years, the bottom line is people aren't coming into showrooms, and it's really very much a consumer demand problem. So until consumer confidence comes back, there's limits. I mean, there's a guy, I think, out in Florida who was actually selling Dodge Rams, buy one, get one free. That's how bad it was getting and how desperate they were just to get people into the showrooms.
Did you get matching Dodge Rams? Did
you take them up on his offer? Can I tell you something? Yeah. I have no interest in the Dodge Ram, but I looked at that ad and I thought, well, what could I get? You know, what could I do with a Dodge Ram? Maybe I could sell an extra one. I don't know, some way to make money off it.
Well, you could get like a pink one and a white one or something like that. Something for Valentine's Day, right?
You could get a second one and sell it to a friend.
Okay. NPR's labor correspondent Frank Langford joined us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thanks so much.
Happy to do it.